Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show, Ray Gustafson. And, you know, here on Got Something to Say, we've been talking to a lot of the Blossom Time courts over the past few weeks, or the past few months, in fact. And I'm happy to announce that we have Aaliyah Bakerson, Miss Niles from the Niles Court. Hi, Aaliyah. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank
you. Your smile is infectious. You know that? I mean that seriously. And you're no stranger here because you've, and we'll get into things that you do and that, but you've been here before. We do Robotics Roundtable here on WSJM Tuesday nights at 6. And you were here last year. And how many years have you been coming in for Robotics Roundtable?
Just last year.
Just last year. First time. Okay. So I want to talk about your involvement in robotics, too, in a couple of minutes. So we go way back. We've known each other for at least a year. But glad you could be here. So tell me about Aaliyah. What grade are you in, Aaliyah?
I'm a senior, so 12th.
12th grade? How long have you been doing that? I'm just kidding. So trying to throw you off and lighten you up a little bit. At Niles High School, then?
Actually, at the Math and Science Center, but technically I am affiliated with Niles.
Got it, Math and Science Center. So what first year for Blossom Time for you then?
Yes, first time doing pageants ever.
Really?
Yeah.
So what made you decide to want to get involved with Blossom Time? Because you're a busy person, to be able to carve out some time, because it does take some time for you to be involved in Blossom Time. So you just woke up one morning and scratched your head and said, I think I might try this Blossom Time thing. What made you, did somebody push on you a little bit and say you should try out for it, or what?
It was really the encouragement from my friends and then me wanting to build my self-esteem up. I did kind of wake up one morning and go, you know what, this is my last chance almost, and I'm going to do it this year.
So you were just talking with some of your friends and they said that it's something you should do, or explain what can you remember a conversation that you had? And you can call out some of your friends if you want to and say hi to them if you'd like.
Okay. Well, one of my friends, she started Apple Festival about 3 years ago.
Right.
And of course, her name is Alexia, mm-hmm. and she's the sweetest. So she always wanted me to do what she had all this.
Right.
Fun time doing. And then my other friend, Tressie, actually was on the Miss Niles Court as their congeniality. And she encouraged me because she thought I would make the perfect representative for our community.
And she was Miss Congeniality last year then?
Yes.
Okay. And she encouraged you to be involved. Well, that's great. I'm glad you did. And of course, congratulations. You were crowned in January, Miss Niles. And so congratulations to you. So what have you done since you were, so it was last fall, really, when you had to make that decision. What was the process to get involved with it? Was it just you had to show up to a meeting? Did you have to fill out an application? What's the process to get involved in running for the Niles Court for Blossom Time?
It is. We can see it on Facebook. And then our first thing is a meeting where we get this large packet where we pretty much sign away our life for the next year if we want to do it. And then our plans got a little set back, which is why our pageant got further pushed away. But there was a lot more paperwork. And then we got into the practicing and the walking and the talking and the whole shebang.
So, you know, growing up, up until now, you probably thought you knew how to walk. But there's a certain way that you have to do it when you say you practice the walk. Is it just you have to kind of carry yourself a specific way? Can you explain that a little bit?
It's really about confidence. If you're walking with confidence and you're walking with ease, then your walk is fine.
Okay.
Really.
And did you have any trouble with that? Showing off your confidence? Or is that something that you were glad to get involved in so that you could work on that?
It was more of the second. Okay. I was really happy to just be able to physically show that I'm a confident person, that I feel good in my own body, because that's very important for people my age.
Absolutely. Yeah. To expel confidence is very, very important, especially, you know, after you graduate, you go to college and you start the workforce. If you want to, and I want to talk to you about what your plans are for that in a couple of minutes, but yeah, you have to have a certain amount of confidence in order to be successful at what you do. So tell me about, when you were crowned in January, did you expect it to happen? Were you kind of like, yeah, I think I got this. Were you confident about that? And second question, what was it like when they came up and put the crown on your head? How did that make you feel?
Well, the feeling was amazing. And of course, I actually had Tressie there putting my sash on. So it was just, it was kind of full circle for me.
Yeah.
But I didn't really expect it. I actually thought my first runner-up, Abby, was going to get it because she is a very genuine person. And I just love her.
So it's a voting process then when you were crowned in January during the pageant, I guess then. Who casts the votes to make it official then? Is it a judge, is a panel of people, or is it the students that vote, or how does that work?
It's three judges. We have an interview with them the morning of, and then we have our onstage presence and questions that really determine it.
And what's involved in the onstage? Do they ask you questions? Do you have to kind of explain that process for me?
We have two times where we speak. Our first time is a get to know you, which we do get to practice, and we have like a more of a comfortable answer.
Sure.
And then our second onstage question is our final question, where we don't know don't get to prepare.
Right. And so can you share a couple of the questions that they asked you from memory? I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but what were some of the things that they asked you? Do you remember those?
I remember the get to know yous because they asked us about our future and they asked us what we like to do in Niles, which is it's very comfortable and easy to talk about. But our final question, I'm pretty sure I blacked out at that point.
Did you really? Yeah, you're probably nervous and totally, you know, it's like when you're sitting watching TV and you're watching like a game show, for instance, and they're asking some of those questions and you're sitting there watching the TV and you're like, oh, I know the answer to that. How do they not know that answer? And you can answer it. But when you physically get in the spotlight, so to speak, I mean, you're standing there on stage or wherever you're at and the lights are on you and you've got people watching, you kind of get that little bit of, I guess you could call it stage fright a little bit. And you tend to kind of black out some things. Well, you obviously did very well to be crowned Miss Niles. So again, congratulations. Talking with Aaliyah Bakerson from the Niles Court for Blossom Time, Miss Niles, and glad you could be here. The rest of your court couldn't be here today, but I do want to find out about them because they're important. They're an important part of what's going on. Tell me, who's the rest of your court?
So we have my first runner-up, Abby, and then my second runner-up, Kelsey, and then our congeniality, Maya. And I actually haven't seen them since Miss Spirit.
Okay.
But we all live very busy lifestyles, and everyone has their own different pieces of the community that they're trying to put together in order to represent.
So tell me about your first runner-up. Her name again?
Abby.
Abby, last name? Okay, just Abby. We'll just go from that. That's okay. She's going to be mad at you because you forgot her last name. I'm just kidding. So tell me about Abby. Did you obviously knew her before you went through all of this? Has she been a friend for a long time? Have you guys been friends?
Yeah, I think I've known her for 2 years because she's on the Average Joes.
Right.
So through robotics, we got to see each other once that year because I was a scout. And then the year afterwards, we were both on our drive teams. So we got to interact a lot. So seeing her at our first practice was actually more of a comforting thing because I felt like people like me were there.
That's really awesome. And then your second runner-up is?
Kelsey.
Kelsey. And what's Kelsey like?
She's awesome. She's...
You can just sum it up with one word and just say awesome, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. And the rest, explain just a little bit about who was the third one?
Maya.
Maya. Okay. Third runner-up? Or Miss Congeniality or...
she's a Miss Congeniality.
Royalty, okay, yeah. So, and she's awesome as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, she's
so,
super awesome.
And I'm going to play ignorance here. Is there a Mr. Niles then?
Yes, David.
Okay. David? So what's David like?
David, well, I've been using awesome so much, I'm pretty sure I should use it again, but he's been great throughout the experience because we're going through Blossom Time together and it's just...
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Good. So what's it been like? What's been one of your... If you can think back since last fall, then all the way up to your crowning in January, what's been something that's really stood out to you as being the most exciting or the most memorable experience so far for you? I know it's fun and it's a lot of work, but what's been really, really awesome? We'll use that word. What's been really awesome? Anything that stands out?
One thing that stands out is how differently people see you in the community as soon as they see Miss Niles behind your name. It's different. Like, people approach you differently. People offer you their respect, which is, it's different, especially being of a younger age. You don't normally just get it given. You have to earn it.
Right.
So it's very odd experience to go through.
Yeah, but it's a positive experience, though.
Yes.
Yeah, really. Very, yeah, instead of just, that's just some high school kid, you know. Now it's like, wow, you know, that's Miss Niles. That's pretty cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. So real quick, we're just about out of time here. Your involvement in outside of school and Blossom Time, obviously on robotics. How long have you been involved with robotics?
This is my third year, actually. It's been quite an experience, let's just say that.
Build season going well?
Yes, it's going to be a rough 6 hours for our first competition, but we're going to do great.
That's very cool. So, and then I have to ask you, a senior, what are you thinking about doing after post-high school, we'll call it? What are you looking at doing?
Next year, I'm going to be going off to college. I've applied to colleges, but I don't know which one I'm going to get into yet. So that's going to be figured out probably in April. But I'm planning on going into dermatology, which is going to be a long run, but eventually I'll be able to have time for all my hobbies and such.
And you've still got time. I mean, yeah, absolutely. So, but you want to try to stay as close to Southwest Michigan as you can, though.
Yes.
So that's where the colleges, the schools you've applied to are around the area here then?
Yes.
Awesome. And then when you graduate, you want to try to stay around the area too, because it's a great area, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I love my home.
Absolutely. So talking with Aaliyah Bakerson, Miss Niles from the Niles Court for Blossom Time. Aaliyah, you've been a very person to interview. I appreciate you coming in. You look great. And I want to wish you the best of luck and say congratulations.
Thank you.
Got something to say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.